Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People want to know what happened to you because Big Fat Winners tweeted out a picture of your head in your hands, and they also tweeted that you had lost like 8 straight bets.
Right.
That you were getting your butt handed to you.
I can't believe this is happening to me.
That was a little embellished, the 9 straight bets that Skippy said I lost. I didn't lose 9 straight, but I took 2 horrific beats.
Oh, I need to hear about the beats.
Just horrific, horrific beats.
Yeah.
In the UVA Gardner Webb game.
Okay.
And then later in the Duke North Dakota State game.
All right. Give us a UVA beat first.
All right. So UVA is laying 23 for the game.
Okay.
Okay. And I thought, you know, they're going to come back out. They put last year behind them. Mm-hmm. The loss to UMBC. They're really focused this year because that's all they've been hearing the entire offseason.
Right.
And even during the season. Is the loss to UMBC.
Automatic focus.
So they're laying 23 in the first round game against Gardner-Webb. So I placed a pretty sizable wager on that.
Okay.
And then, you know, they're down to 14, and I'm thinking, okay, well, they're obviously not going to cover the 23. But the second half line was 14.5.
Okay.
All right. So I laid a pretty sizable wager on UVA minus 14.5 against Gardner-Webb in the second half. All right. And then I'm watching the game. I'm going, you know what? I love this. I think they're just rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a good 15-minute stretch, they were just pounding Gardner-Webb. Gardner-Webb couldn't do anything.
Right.
They were turning the ball over. Virginia was hitting threes left and right. So I did a live bet at minus 18.5.
Okay.
That was probably with about, I don't know, I'm guessing about 7 minutes left.
Right.
And then I also had one other bet. Now, this is a bet for the game. I had Gardner-Webb team total under 53.5. All right, so I have 4 bets on this game.
Mm-hmm.
I got the total or the minus 23 for the game. I've got the live bet at 18.5. I've got minus 14.5 the second half, and I've got under 53.5 for Gardner-Webb.
Right, this is on Friday, so you're not at the sports book right now.
I was not at the sports book on Friday. This was at a restaurant, Copperwood. We're at Copperwood over in One Loud.
Mm-hmm. The Canyon Grill.
I love Copperwood. My man Reese Gardner over there. All right, so I lose the 23, but it's 71-50. With about 1.5 minutes left.
Okay.
Valdez, I don't know. Did you watch this game at all? Did you watch any of the UVA game?
Yeah, I saw.
Okay. So it's 71-50 UVA. I mean, again, they're just pummeling Gardner-Webb. Ty Jerome, who's one of the best point guards in the country, has the ball. They're just messing around. They're throwing alley-oops.
Right.
You know, no-look passes. I mean, they clearly have won this game going away. So 71-50.
I want winners.
So I still have a shot at laying the 23.
Mm-hmm.
I've easily won the minus 14.5 in the second half. Ty Jerome goes in, he dribbles through his legs, and then he, for whatever reason, has a wide open three, decides not to take it, and he drives the lane, offensive foul.
Oh, all right. That hurts.
I'm bitter.
Yeah.
All right. Gardner-Webb goes down and hits just the meaningless three. So now it's 71-53.
Okay.
All right. So now I'm.
Now that's 16.5. You're sweating it. You're at 18.
No, it's 18.5.
Okay.
So I'm losing that bet by half a point right now. All right, so I'm going to lose the 23. I got that.
Yeah, you're resigned to that.
But I've hit the 14.5, so I've split on those, but I still think I can win the other two because I'm still winning the Gardner-Webb at under 53.5 because now they have 53 points. So Tony Bennett says, timeout. I'm pulling all my starters out.
Puts in all the Scribinis.
Puts all the Scribinis in.
Hey, I want you guys to get some NCAA tournament experience.
Yeah, he puts in this white kid who's probably played about 3 minutes all year.
Yeah.
Big floppy hair.
Towel waiver.
Probably has a good GPA, though, to boost the team's GPA.
Yeah, he's smarter than all of us combined. So now there's less than a minute left.
Okay.
Virginia's got the ball. I think
Full-on garbage time.
Oh, garbage time.
Garbage-a-rama.
Right. And usually the kids that come off the bench who never play, they want to score. They want to take threes.
Sure, of course.
Right, so if they have open looks, they usually take them.
It's their one-shotting moment.
It's a one-shotting moment.
For them.
All right, so now it's 71-53. They're dribbling around. They finally hit this one kid with the floppy hair. Looks like he's straight out of Hermosa Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Got a wide open three.
Yep.
Doesn't take it. Drives in lane. Offensive foul.
No.
Now they're coming back.
Now your heart's starting to palpitate.
Right.
Now you're like, here it comes.
How much time's left?
There's got to be
45 seconds.
Less than that,
I remember
probably.
When the scrubs came in, yeah. About a minute and 10.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe like 35, 40 seconds, whatever. So Gardner-Webb's only – and by the way, Gardner-Webb did the exact same thing. They pulled some guys off the bench,
yeah.
too. So I'm thinking, okay, they're just going to jack up threes, but these are kids who can't really shoot it.
Right.
And I told the guy next to me, some guy I just met, I said, watch, yeah. I'm going to get bung jobbed by a meaningless three-pointer from a kid off the bench
yeah.
who never plays. 71-53. I've already lost the 18.5,
mm-hmm.
but I'm hoping that I can get the under 53.5 for Gardner-Webb. Kid comes down, jacks up a 30-footer, Drano. Final score, 71-56. I lose 3 out of the 4 bets. So I'm like, okay, I got killed there.
Yeah, but, that hurts.
But there's so many other games left.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go to the Duke North Dakota State game.
Okay.
All right, I put the largest wager of the weekend on Duke North Dakota State over 147.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, 148.
Took a cue from Ian Valdez. Play the overs, baby.
Did you play any of these games by any chance?
I had action on a couple of them. Yeah.
All right. Well, I took.
I'm not like you. You sound like you had 50 bets on a day.
Well, you know me. I can't just place 3 bets on,
all right,
on
so,
a game.
So bad beat. You lose 3 out of those 4 bets. Now you pretty much double yep. up or go in big on Duke.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you how much I put on these games. People, sure. by the way, on Twitter, they were in a frenzy.
Of course.
They just wanted to know everything. They basically wanted to know my account number.
Can I tell you my right. favorite caption though? After you finish the story.
Yeah. Let me finish the story. All right, so Duke, Florida, or Duke, North Dakota State over 148. All right, I had no shot in this game early because North Dakota State couldn't hit a shot, Duke couldn't hit a shot, but in the second half they went bonkers, and with about a minute and a half left, they're at 147.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you saw it. Alex O'Connell, the white kid for Duke, drives in lane, mm-hmm. clanks a dunk.
Just missed dunk.
Right off the back
so
of the rim.
So that went from a winning bet to a loser because of a missed dunk.
If he lays it in,
yeah.
or if it's a brother, yeah. he will make the dunk. If it's Zion, he makes that. Barrett, yeah. Reddish, any of those guys.
He flushes it.
I got the one white kid who's going to miss a dunk for Duke. Clanks it off the back of the rim. No one scores the rest of the game. They ended up at 147. That's when I went like this. And that's the picture you saw.
See, my favorite... Look, if you go to facebook.com/thejunks, I think there were around 200 comments on a caption this. And my favorite, and several people had different versions, was that's Jason when he realized he actually has to pay a bill.
Right.
Because you actually see a bill in the picture.
Right.
Like instead of a hero bill.
That's pretty funny.
Instead of a zero bill.
Zero bills.
You actually
best.
Are going to have to pay whatever bill
now,
you have.
I did have a bill, but I did have a gift card.
Of course.
Of course you do. You're always prepared.
So UVA, horrible beat, and Duke, even a worse beat because of the amount of money I had on the game.
But you say you got it back on Saturday.
Had a great Saturday. Once the money at the blackjack table, hit Kentucky -2 in the second half against Wofford.
Very good.
You should have seen how I won that game. That's a story for another day. And did pretty, and I did really well yesterday. So, yeah, I got crushed on Friday, but... There should have been pictures of me on Saturday and Sunday, oh, fist pumping.
A lot of rejoicing, I'm yeah, guessing.
Exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.